Dorothy Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, and because I want you back. And I also think you're cute. I have a lot of news. First thing, I made a payment to you today, which, you know, because of the fast workings of the state, won't arrive to you till comfortably next week, of $2,664. This was the amount that the state required to be paid in bulk. You would have been receiving these payments since August, but because you went to the state instead of dealing with me directly, these are the things that happened. So I made a payment to you today, and the I don't know whether I will be continuing immediately or if it'll be a month before I start making payments, but my intention is to make payments at least 50% faster rate in order to catch things back up. So that has started. That has started officially with the $2,600 payment. I hope you use it well, and I hope it's helpful, because I do love you. Please remember, when things collapsed for me and you know, I was cast aside, and then suddenly $10,000 was put in my hand. Before an hour was up, I had $1,000 in your hand, because you are a priority in my life. And obviously, because I didn't go through the state, that wasn't credited, and that's part of all the fiasco and so forth. But that's because, well, I don't know, the obedience to Christ thing mentioned 1 Corinthians 6 and so forth. But obviously, I won't dwell there. Another piece of news. Tuesday, as I mentioned, a box was delivered to me. This is a device that fits inside of gas pumps that has, you know, it used to be the small display. Now this is a color display. And it has a nice keyboard, and it uses, you know, it's designed to support the EMV cards. It also can do scan barcodes and so forth. So it's a fairly nice unit, made by a company called Invenco out of New Zealand, and it does appear, from what I hear, that a lot of the engineering people there are just a little weird. And working with them has been suggested to be difficult. An ear of the gentleman I work with went to Atlanta for them to demonstrate this thing connected, and they couldn't get it to work. So the next day they delivered a unit to me. That was Tuesday. And so I had the unit here, and then we had the little fiasco. They delivered the unit. The guy drove up from Georgia here, delivered the unit, didn't have the right power cord. So the overnight shipped. The next day, I got the unit, fired it up, and it didn't want to talk to me. But I got some of it to talk to me. I think this is part of the reason why they sent it to me. I got it to sort of talk to me, and I was given some documentation of how to communicate with it, and it just simply wouldn't. So I asked for some more information, and last night ran some basically penetration testing software to see if I can establish communications with it. It ran all night, ran for a couple hours. I went to bed, got up in the morning, and says, oh, try here. And then this morning, I was in communications with it, to the point, at least, basic communications, the low-level stuff. But I couldn't actually send commands. Because the documentation I had apparently was not for the software that I have on this unit. And so somebody says, well, here, let me hand you this. And he handed me a document that within a few hours, I have I have it working. And it was kind of like people noticed. Because, you know, communications is, like, I frequently describe it like voodoo. It's, you know, communications is not the normal software stuff. Because things don't happen in order. It takes a little, you know, that's why, you know, when I did things like knitting machines and whatnot, or motorcycles, it's a certain, it's an art. I would suggest it's an art. You know, I tell people, don't put a guitar in my hand. I'm going to go see my friend Mike tomorrow, who, you put a guitar in his hand, he'll produce music, not me. But you put this communication and stuff in our hand, and I can make it work. So the first thing I did was ask it, excuse me, what version are you? And it responded, say, oh, I'm version such and such. Well, great. Now I'm in communications with the device. That was all well and good. And then the next step I needed to do was put a message on the screen. And the picture of that message will be on the email. Because what I put on the screen, it's right in front of me right now. It says, I love DJ. Because that's where my heart is. Very much so. And I miss you so badly. It hurts. You're my constant focus. Once I had that running, I had to share with somebody. I called my friend Chris and told him about it. And it was kind of like, well, that's no surprise that you know, the message I put on the screen. I'm in love with you. You're my constant focus. And I want you back. There's a trade show. People are showing up from Argentina. The one gentleman may be coming to see me. There may be people from either Barbados or somewhere else in the Caribbean area coming to the show. They are going to the facility in Georgia. The one gentleman said he is coming to see me again. You know, so I get my visitors from Argentina, but not North Carolina. Some other people may suddenly find interest in the fact that I can deliver. Yeah, I don't meet deadlines well, but what I deliver works. And I do it with poor documentation. And I produce tools that allow people to see what's happening. And it distinguishes what I do. And maybe, finally, the reason I made the payment to you today was because of this. It may be squeezing for a while. It may be I'll suddenly catch up. I don't know. But I don't care about the money. I want to walk hand in hand with my wife again. So badly, it's ridiculous. Dorothy Jane, I love you.